Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brendan Bayard joins us now. And, Brendan, talk about this Hobie BOS in Shreveport. It's going on today, huh?
Yes, sir. This is the kind of the biggest tournament series that's going on right now in the country, and we're lucky enough to have a stop here in Louisiana. We have several kayak fishermen from the Bayou Coast Club participating in that. It's a two-day event. A lot of the guys have been down there pre-fishing almost all week, and you know, it takes a lot of time to commit to these kind of tournaments because they are very big tournaments. You know, you're talking about a field of maybe 250 people. Everybody's paying $300 to enter. You know, you're fishing over the course of 2 days. So a cumulative aggregate of your five fish totals from both days go into to crown a champion after a two-day fishing tournament. So today is that first day, and they're able to fish Lake Caddo or Lake Bissonneau today. And those are both in the Shreveport area. Some big bass are being caught, and I'm looking forward to seeing what those guys do. I think we have some locals here that are on some pretty nice fish, and I'm wishing them well.
Yeah, Brendan, you know, I've been getting reports from – you've seen them. They're breaking records up at Bussy Lake and Caney Lake in North Louisiana, and that's on more of the eastern side of the state, northeast. But over there in the northwest, I would assume that the conditions are probably similar over there, and they've been catching some big bass. So I'm like you. I'm looking for some big fish in there. What do you know about fishing Caddo and Bissonneau? Have you been up there?
Yeah, a lot of the guys are fishing shallow. They're fishing the trees right now. You know, I've heard that chatterbaits and buzzbaits are doing the trick right now. You know, also probably punching football jigs into right on the edge of trees right now is probably producing pretty good as well. But, you know, you're talking about guys catching some plenty of 5-pound fish. You know, even I've heard of a few 10-pound fish being caught during pre-fishing. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what's coming out of there on this tournament. We should have some really record-breaking fish being caught.
Brendan, is it run similar to Bassmaster style where you bring in the fish and then they're live released? It's not a catch photo and release tournament, is it?
It is actually a catch photo and release. Okay. It's all choreographed on Tourney X app, which is kind of like the way that most of these tournaments go. It'd just be too complicated to have an aerator on the back of a kayak and holding five bass, potentially five big bass, to really move your kayak with that much weight and then transfer those fish in the back of a car. And I've seen tournaments run that way before with redfish, but that's only two fish. Five big bass, you'd probably need oxygen tanks and all kinds of crazy stuff to really make that work. So we're not quite there yet, but it's a pretty good format, and you know, everybody has an approved measuring device that are, you know, there's only a certain ones that are allowed. The app, you can track as people upload fish throughout the day. Some people have a strategy of sandbagging, where they don't upload their fish till there's a kind of a close period at the end of the day because they don't want their fellow anglers to see. But then at the same time, you run a risk of being in a dead zone where you're not able to upload your fish. So that's myself, I just like to get it out of the way, upload it, and let the cards fall where they may, no matter what you're showing your fellow competitors.
Brendan, I'm glad to see this is really catching on, and I think it will continue to do that because, you know, they've got the Bassmaster, and, you know, they've got a way that the amateurs can qualify. But, I mean, you still need sponsorship and a big investment in doing that. Kayaks is different, you know. Anybody can get into it. It's very, very affordable, and I think this is really going to grow. Do you know what the prize structure is for this one?
Yeah, I think they pay probably the top 10 in the field, if not 20. You're talking about prizes in the amounts of, you know, $7,000 for the winner down to maybe the fifth place guy is getting, you know, $2,000. So there's a lot of money to be had in these tournaments. Definitely ways to justify the effort that's put into this kind of tournament. A lot of these guys are almost semi-professional people that travel around the country and fish a lot of these tournaments. You'll see familiar names in this series winning all over the country, guys that really put in the time and have really taken bass fishing to that elite performance level that most pros would spend, you know, time on the water doing. So these guys are getting really good. They're qualifying for the Bassmaster Classic kayak series that's happening over the last couple of years. So there's a whole lot going on in the bass world.
Do you see Brendan Bayard entering that?
Yeah, you know, I'm doing a home renovation right now, which has kind of got me to the gills in busyness over the weekends and stuff, meeting with contractors and stuff over here. But, you know, one of these days, you know, I'd love to get me and the kids out there and fishing some of these tournaments. Maybe when they go to college, Dad will sneak out and start doing all these bass fishing tournaments.
Oh, yeah, or when they graduate, they get a nice high-paying job, and they just send that check to Dad every month. You know, you can watch
the
mailbox. Yeah, hold your breath for it. Brendan, thanks so much for the report. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to mention we went down saltwater fishing this weekend. It was really tough. There was a lot of dirty water. It was really low. We managed to eke out some fish, but, man, it was the toughest it's been in a while. So, you know, it's not always easy, but it was fun.
Well, you're not alone. A lot of people had problems this week. Brendan, thanks again. We'll catch up with you next time.
All right. Take care, Don.
All righty.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.